Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Welcome to another Healing Hearts Ministries broadcast. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, and I'm here today to share with you some words from the living God. This program is dedicated to renewing, rebuilding, and restoring one life at a time. Have you ever found yourself stuck in a very difficult, desperate, despairing place? Well, you're not alone. Today, I would like to share with you some scriptures from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. And we read thus in the Bible: David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's house heard about it, they went down thither to him, every one that was in distress, and every one that was in debt, and every one that was discontented, gathered themselves together to be with David. And he became the captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. David, the future king of Israel, finds himself at the lowest point in his life. He went from being a shepherd, to a lion killer, to a bear killer, to a giant slayer, where he defeated 200 Philistines at a time, to commander of King Saul's army. But now, David has been reduced to a fugitive, running and hiding wherever and however and whenever he can. One day the crowds were roaring and thundering, King Saul has killed thousands, but David has killed 10,000s. And the very next day, David finds himself running for his life near death from fear. Just 10 miles from where he defeated Goliath, he now finds himself hiding and cowering in a cave called Adullam, overcome by fear and terrified of Saul's army. There's a very short distance between victory and defeat. 1 Corinthians 10 and 12 tells us, therefore, him who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. Some people tend to self-destruct. They implode, quietly falling apart on the inside until there's nothing left but a shell. You may have heard somebody say the words, but she was such a nice person. He had so much going for him. I would have never thought this person or that person would have done something like that. Well, David was on the threshold of self-destructing because David worked for a very insecure, self-doubting, paranoid king by the name of Saul. And sometimes, without even knowing it, we take on the characteristics of the people or the person we work for. King Saul began to think David was after his job, and he did what most kings of that day did. He tried to have David assassinated. So David fled. He ran for his life. He ran first to Jonathan, who was King Saul's son, and then to Ahimelech, the priest, and then to Achish, the king of the Philistines. And there someone recognized him as a mighty man of valor, a mighty warrior of King Saul's. And fear swept over David like a wave crashing against the shore. And the Bible said, in order for David to save his life, he changed his behavior and pretended to be a madman. He began to scratch at the doors around him, and he let saliva run down his beard. We find that in 1 Samuel 21, 12 and verse 13. So see what fear will do and see what fear can do to your life. Things that you would not normally do, you do now when you're fearful.